age. Well, act in Florida. Yes, we are loving Florida. It's so warm, so much better than that 27 degrees at home. Oh my, and it's 27. So cold.
Oh, it was like 27 degrees all the way through the Carolinas and stuff. The snow right here.
Oh, so cold.
Yeah, because we were flying over, and I was like, it's still 20 degrees. And I was like, no.
That was fine.
But when we got, when we landed over here, 68.
Sunny Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I'm Jay.
Oh, and I'm Winona. Good job. I remember to introduce us.
Yay.
Professionalism is coming somewhere close.
No, no, it's not. You know, we're mobile, but that's never, ever going to happen.
Every journal writing every day that you write down,
But as you go back and reread them, you will find those highlights that will begin to form the chapters of your book.
Ms. Tucker, do you do a class in this?
Sure.
Because you should.
I think I probably could. And I mean, I have many years as a psychologist. So fortunately, my events, and if you read my book, Supernatural Rescue, you'll see I do have advice in the back of the book. But that's probably, I could teach other people that, because it was an experience that I really did learn from my experience of doing that. And there again, I'm hoping to write another book this coming year, and I continue to journal, and I continue to add to my experiences, which I believe will also add to the content of my book.
Okay, I got to ask, you did just say you were a psychologist?
That's right. Yeah, I have a PhD. And I had a nonprofit.
Now, wait, we should be calling you Dr. Plunkett.
I just keep it to Linda. I keep it informal, but I did spend about 15 years running a nonprofit organization where I counseled individual and also married couples and helped them with their issues and also gave them spiritual counseling as well.
Oh, so you do relationship counseling on top of being a psychologist, on top
and
of writing?
Oh, this is amazing, Dr. Plunkett.
After a brain surgery? This is why people with PhDs come to our brain surgeries just fine.
Well, I'll tell you, in the beginning, I was not so fine. I really did feel like a total vegetable, and it was a very slow recovery. But I'm happy to say that God did restore my counseling practice, and I did go back to counseling. But it was probably not for a year, year and a half after the brain surgery.
How did you get over that challenge? Because when you feel like you are incapable of doing something that you used to, you can't get back to your regular normal. It becomes such a huge area for depression, but you got over that, and now you have your own clinic, and you have your own book. So how did you get over that? What are the top three steps?
You, it was not easy, because in the beginning, I couldn't even walk. I had no balance. I could not balance on 2 feet. It took me several months to learn how to walk, but after that, I felt like my brain was still totally messed up, and I went to a major clinic in the area that I lived in at the time, and I said, can't you test me? Can't you put me through some tests and help me recover? And the sad news was they came back and said, there is nothing we can do for you. And so after that time, I did my own study, and I read my own books to really to help myself recover from that experience.
Also, it sounds like you already have another book there about, you know, doing research and making sure that you're getting the best health kit.
Well, I do. And I'm a big believer in supplements. I hope to put some of this in my new book. I'm not a medical doctor. I have a PhD in psychology. But from my own experience, learning how exercise, learning how brain exercise, it's mental exercises, but also reading and growing. Every time you learn something new, it does help your brain.
Absolutely. I'm a big believer in that. I believe in learning second languages, hence my title.
I got one more language than you. I've got three.
I know you do.
Three and a half, because one is brain.
Yeah,
I'm so stupid, though. So it didn't help me at all.
It's not the same. You just think in a different way. So as you went from journaling to your writing process to publishing your book, how did you deal with that stress? Because you now had your counseling back, your counseling job back. How did you deal with that stress? Or what are some of the things that you could tell women that maybe are in the same situation or work full time and trying to publish books? What would you tell them the top three things to do?
Well, one thing that really helped me, I did go to a writer's conference in Michigan, and you can go online and Google writer's conferences, but even though I had a PhD in psychology, I'd never written a book, and there's a lot to know about book writing. So I would say attend a writer's conference if you can, and they will tell you all the how-tos. Also, I would say do not give up as far as getting a publisher. I was told the chances were only something like 1 in 50, your odds of getting a publisher, but at the same time, I was still able to get a publisher, so not to give up, to go on ahead and write your proposal, submit to those publishers, and if you don't, you can still self-publish. There's many, many avenues for self-publishing if you cannot get a publisher. But I would just say not to give up, to keep pushing, and if this is something that's in your heart and you want to do it, that I think that, you know, God can still provide a way, even though the odds of maybe getting a publisher are not very great.
Yeah, Hey, I love that. She's like, believe in your dream, the dream that you actually have, not the dream that someone says, well, you may not get it, so settle for this one. I love that. I love that
so much.
Although it kind of hurts my brand because, you know, we did it originally indie. We did originally self-published, so.
But it's not still, it's not a bad thing.
I'm joking.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing.
Where do we find you?
It's, you know, and the main thing is, if you have something published, that's what I mean. I'm not saying my next book will necessarily have a publisher's name to it. I'm going to look at different avenues, but yeah, not to give up, you know. And my faith helps me tremendously because I believe that God helps empower me in my weakness and that I can do all things. And so you can't listen to the negativity of other people. You still have to believe and push forward.
And that also means the negativity in your own head.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Lizzie, so much. Dr. Plunkett, for coming on. Where can people find you and your wonderful book online or wherever you sell it?
Yeah, the book is available through Amazon and also through Barnes & Noble. And I know that we're working on a website right now, so I'm hoping to have that up soon. But I always let people know. I do have a Facebook page as well, and I'm happy to be your friend. And if you contact me directly, I will make sure that either to send you a signed copy or if you'd like an inspirational speaker, I would love to come and speak for your group, and I can bring copies with me there as well.
Ooh, okay. Don't tell us that, because, you know, we have the Inspirational Women in Literature Conference coming up.
So,
I would love to hear about that. I would love to get more information on that.
We will definitely send you that information when we get off. But thank you so much, Dr. Plunkett, for coming in and hanging in there. I know you had some difficulties even throughout the interview, but we thank you so very much. And just remember that you can watch Just Writing Life.
Yeah,
I was getting there. You can watch Just Writing Life.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you guys, I am trying to wrap this up, and why is Winona interrupting the wrap up? Why? Anyway, you can watch everything that your lady is doing. Check out our audiobook and Just Writing Life and everything on www.andwesoit.com. And just remember,
don't forget to go to the ladies' page on our website and go to the middle, and then you can proudly support the charities that we proudly support. Now we can remember about wisdom. Is that okay, Jay?
I can't. So you guys remember, wisdom is all around you.
You're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Winona. And look, my nails are done.
Indeed, although she's interrupting me all the time. Bye-bye.